11, on the hill before you reach Cockerhurst Lane. Imagine me on these slopes, drawing in the twilight, the sound of a shepherd's pipe trilling in the distance, or the church bells tolling below. I would often work for many hours without a break, for when I was inspired for art, I became quite insensible to cold, hunger, and bodily fatigue.
Image 25.
This oil painting of gleaners collecting the leftover corn was a favourite subject of mine. A wheat field glows gold as the sun goes down behind the trees. A wagon is piled high with corn, and a welcoming light issues from a window of a nearby cottage. But look again. Did you notice the great black sow snuffling around in the bushes in the foreground? And a straw hat, which looks suspiciously like my own, abandoned on the path.
Image 26.
My son named this picture the Magic Apple Tree, and the title has stuck. But there is nothing magical about it in my mind. This was for me an image of the fruitfulness of the earth. Fresh green leaves, golden corn, a tree bowed down with ripe red apples, all coming together in praise of a bounteous God.